However, I was commanded to apply the principles of the scrolls to my own life until one day someone would appear who had need for the help and guidance contained in these scrolls far more than I did when I was a youth. I was told that through some sign I would recognize the individual to whom I was to pass the scrolls, even though it was possible that the individual would not know that he was seeking the scrolls. I have waited patiently, and while I waited, I applied these principles as I was given permission to do. With their knowledge, I became what many call the greatest salesman in the world. Just as he who bequeathed these scrolls to me was acclaimed as the greatest salesman of his time. Now, Erasmus, perhaps you will understand at last why some of my actions through the years seemed peculiar and unworkable to you, yet they proved successful. Always were my deeds and decisions guided by these scrolls. Therefore, it was not through my wisdom that we acquired so many gold talents. I was only the instrument of fulfillment. Do you still believe that he who is to receive these scrolls from thee will appear after all this time? Yes. Hafid gently replaced the scrolls and closed the chest. He spoke softly from his knees. Will you stay with me until that day, Erasmus? The bookkeeper reached through soft light until their hands clasped. He nodded once and then withdrew from the room as if from an unspoken command from his master. Hafid replaced the leather strapping on the chest and then stood and walked to a small turret. He stepped through it out onto the scaffold that surrounded the great dome. A wind from the east blew into the old man's face, carrying with it the smell of the lakes and the desert beyond. He smiled as he stood high above the rooftops of Damascus, and his thoughts leaped backwards through time.